Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott with you this morning. We're live and local in the studio. It is a Monday morning after our Thanksgiving holiday. How was your Thanksgiving? How was it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? We had a wonderful time. My daughter was in town from Las Cruces along with her son. I had a granddaughter that came in from Emerson College in Boston. Another one came in from college in L.A. So we had a fabulous time for 4 days. Took a little break now and then to spend more time with the family. Well, this morning it's time now for our finding out what's going on around our community, our Chamber Chat program, as we call it. And our guest returning this morning is Danielle Rondelet. Danielle,
good morning.
How are you there, Miss Smiley?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Tell me about your Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was quiet. It was just me and my husband. We had a wonderful dinner on Thursday, which I cooked, and then he treated me to dinner on Saturday. So
really?
I had a really nice time. Actually, no, take that back. It was Friday.
Friday.
It was Friday night. So he treated me after I treated him.
So you
nice
cooked
meal.
A Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
And then he cooked a Friday dinner for you.
Well, no.
Or did he take you to a restaurant?
He took me to a restaurant.
Well, okay.
You know.
That's what I would do.
Because otherwise then I would be cleaning. And I would probably be cleaning the entire weekend. No offense.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I didn't know we had that many pots and pans in the house.
Oh, absolutely. And then, no, it would be, babe, where's this? Babe, where do you keep this?
Did you need that? I think I put it over there someplace.
Exactly. He would have no clue where anything is.
Well, Danielle, the time is flying by quickly. We're less than a month now from Christmas.
I know. Doesn't it feel like Christmas already?
It really does.
It just all of a sudden, boom, you know, turn on the lights and it's like, it's the holidays,
right.
You know?
I know you're out with Main Street, Alamogordo Main Street.
Correct. We have the ribbon
Saturday
cutting.
Morning. Yep, mm-hmm. You were out there. Mike was out there and everything. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was so wonderful to see so many people out and about. And, you know, granted, with the holiday weekend, you know, a lot of folks were out of town.
Right.
But we still had amazing attendance. It was Small Business Saturday, and it was so wonderful to see the people supporting
our
local.
Tax-free Saturday.
Exactly. Well, I'll throw that right in the mix of it. But they were so great to see so many people out and about, and we had wonderful weather, you know. I mean, it was sunny, it was cool, but it was, you know, you have to have some cool weather. I mean,
right, exactly.
You know,
yeah,
it is the 25th,
December,
you know, exactly. It's about time. We were asking for it, so we got it now. But it was just great to see all the kids out there. There was music, food trucks, every store had some sort of special going on. And then as well, Alamogordo Main Street, they have right now a compass. I mean, not a compass, but a coupon compass book that if you go around to all the stores, get a signature, they turn in your application, they're going to have a drawing on the 20th. So there's an opportunity to win a nice gift basket from all the merchants on Alamogordo Main Street.
Very good.
But we actually officially cut the ribbon and opened up Side Street Art. And this is the first phase. They're going to do more because they have more materials that they have to build pergolas. And, you know, there's still time if there is an interest in participating in a mural. They still have that available. And they have some other visions and ideas to just to upgrade that whole entire alley street. I mean, technically it's a street, but we're
exactly
it kind of reminiscent of an alley.
We heard you guys on the radio. We heard Nolan cut the ribbon and everything else at about 1 o'clock.
Correct.
And then that was a big event for the downtown Alamogordo merchants.
Correct. It was just, you know, it's they're refreshing the whole space there and making it really having that outdoor space like we were talking about last week. What are some of our assets? And, you know, between our candid conversation, just the weather, granted, when it is cold, it's cold. And when it's windy, it's windy. But take that out of the equation, we have wonderful weather.
Yes, we do.
And there's so much we can do outside to enjoy. And I'm just excited to see a space for people to really enjoy It's attractive.
Which was not before.
Correct.
It was not attractive.
No, it wasn't. And there's still, like I said, there's ideas on what we can do to really, you know, the beautification of that space. But they got the planters up there. They have vegetables growing in them. It's life. You know, yeah. It's, and then just to see the amazing artists and what they were able to do and capture on the walls there, it's just remarkable. And so I'm just excited to see, you know, it continue to grow and be visited by, you know, the local folks here in town. Right. And just see activities take place down there.
Oh, you bet.
You know, I can see a farmer's market back in that area. And, you know, eventually.
Homegrown tomatoes.
Exactly. Absolutely. And then, you know, who knows what will happen, you know, in terms of new merchants coming along New York Street, you know, so it's just good things to come. So yeah. I'm really happy about that. But yes, we had that at ribbon cutting, and it's a great way to kind of break that area, because next weekend is Christmas on Main Street.
Yes.
And now you'll be able to see that street with the lights, because we have bistro lights on the awnings in that pergolas. We have two pergolas up at this time. So it will really make the area attractive and extend the whole New York Street,
right.
You know, the block itself.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have that coming up this weekend.
That's good, man. More as well. Danielle, you're talking about our weather, and you know, we've been here 45 years, like we talked about before.
And oh, well, you've been here about for 45 years.
I've been here for 45 yeah. years, yes. You're not even 45 yet, so we know about that. So, anyway, what I still like to say it, because you talked about the weather. Our worst weather in this area sometimes is the best weather for other places.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I mean, just think about
fortunate.
You know, Thanksgiving, they had that winter storm that hit the whole, you know, the East Coast there.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, those people that are traveling, I mean, I remember a couple of times being stuck in the airport, and it's not a place you want to be, especially during the holidays and, you know, in transit. But, you know, we are so fortunate here. And even when it does snow, it melts the next day or
yes.
that day, you know. So it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have to worry about the humidity, the dryness. I mean, it's a dry heat. I hear that often.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, you know, spritz your face. You'll be fine, you know.
When it comes to the snow, when nature deposits,
yes, but
nature
we need
returns.
That rain, and we need
nature
that moisture.
Returns.
Mm-hmm.
It melts off, like you said, the next day and everything
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Well, we were up at Santa Land in Cloudcroft Saturday afternoon. Got up there, the snow on the ground, about an inch and a half of snow. It was cold. It was windy, 31 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But then by the time we got done at around 6 o'clock, it started to snow. And smaller flakes, bigger flakes, bigger flakes. And I'm going, perfect timing, snow on the ground and fresh snow coming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, Ski Apache opened up this last weekend,
too. Yes, it did, Saturday, yeah.
So, you know, we need all of that for the folks to come in and travel. And hopefully, you know, they'll make a stop here in Alamo, get a coffee, check out the site. You know, even we had some media coming in from Las Cruces. We had two papers in town taking pictures of Site Street Art on Saturday.
Very good.
So, I mean, it's nice to see that we're getting exposure across the state,
right.
You know, and other cities. So it was really, I mean, I'm going to keep on talking about Site Street Art.
Well, one of the newspapers might have been Richard Colthorpe.
Mm-hmm.
Richard used to be the publisher of the Alamogordo Daily News here and everything else. He was the head man in charge, loved Alamogordo, but then he moved to Las Cruces. His son is going to college there, I believe,
okay,
and everything. But he has love for Alamogordo, and maybe he was one of the two.
He could have been. I just heard, I didn't meet the folks that were there representing him, but they were taking pictures. So, and then we had somebody from Cloudcroft down as well.
Yes.
So it was just, like I said, wonderful to see us get exposure and press from other cities nearby. So,
you bet it is.
You know,
very good.
It's the first step here.
Yep. First step going on for sure. Well, you know, you're a chamber member, Danielle Rondelet. Going back, how long have you been a chamber member now?
I actually been a chamber member since 2021, I think. It was 21, so 2 years.
Yeah, a couple of years already. What motivated you to say, I'm going to spend some money and join the Alamogordo Center of Commerce? Why are you a chamber member?
Actually, you know, that's a good question, because I moved here, and as I mentioned, I was familiar with Alamogordo, but I didn't know the inner you know, activities and, you know, different member community
right.
members and businesses, and what does Alamogordo offer, you know, and what do they do out here. So a dear friend of mine, Linda Gully, who you know,
oh,
Linda,
yes.
She was a friend of mine, called me up, and she had suggested, you know, hey, come on down, I'm involved with Mengate United. And she says, I think you would like this, and this would be something right up your alley. Which, again, as I told you, I have no military family background whatsoever, you know. So I said, okay, well, this sounds interesting, and I like business. You know, I've been in medical sales for all my life, and it's like, yeah, I'd like to know more and get involved and make a difference,
yeah.
you know. So I did, and, you know, by being a member of Mengate, I had to join the chamber. So I did it as an individual, just me, myself, and I.
You bet.
And so from there, you know, getting onto the chamber website, Chamber Masters is what it's called, I could see all the various activities. And, you know, I don't know, I lived in El Paso for a long time, in San Antonio, but I never saw all the different measures and programs that they put together just to unite our community. So, you know, I went to Coffee and Connections. Next thing I'm going to the Five at Vibe, and the Vibe at Five. I have to get it right. But, you know, that was wonderful. And, you know, I was just like, this is fun. And, you know, what I find interesting is from one of the Coffee and Connections, I met two individuals from Alamogordo Main Street.
Oh.
And so, you know, we exchanged numbers.
No hater.
Yes.
Was he one?
He was one of them, and Claudia Loya.
Oh, yeah.
Claudia. So, you know, we exchanged numbers. I briefly kind of said hello, gave him my information. And that relationship nurtured itself to a point where I became a volunteer for them. And, you know, now I'm a board member of the Chamber of Commerce now. And it was so cool to actually present, you know, Nolan with the scissors and, you know, introduce him.
Right.
And see this project come to fruition. And it was great. And then that was the reason. I mean, that was not the reason for me joining it, but wanting to make a difference, wanting to get involved, wanting to meet people. And then to see this little element come to fruition was just like, there you have it.
Right.
You know, I got my money's worth right there, and I made a difference. I feel like I did. Right. So,
in other areas where you've lived, like El Paso or San Antonio, did you belong to the chambers there?
In El Paso, I did.
You did, yeah.
Yes, I was much more involved in El Paso. And so I knew there were the benefits for me in terms of introductions and people. And, you know, it's, again, 6 degrees of separation. You meet one individual, you may not, you know, get a number, a face, but before you know it, a year later, you're doing business with that individual.
Right.
Or you'll have some sort of connection. So it's always nice and great to be informed, to know what's happening, and know what's out there. You know, so even like Rotary, that's what I find, you know, I like the fact that we are active in the community.
Yes, ma'am.
And then secondly, we bring in speakers that bring us information and, you know, what's happening in town and different organizations. I mean, we have a lot of 501c3 charity groups within our
yes,
community. And, you know, you don't know what all of them do.
We are one right here.
Yeah, there you
with
go.
With this station. Yep.
And, you know, it provides information and the services that you know, what we're doing right now,
yep.
informing the public what's happening.
Yeah.
So I think it's all critical. And it's important to get involved, especially if you want to make a change.
Right.
You can talk about it all day, but that's not going to do
exactly
anything.
Exactly right. You got to have action.
Yes.
Well, it didn't take you long to get involved joining the Chamber of Commerce. And then less than 2 years later, you're on the board of directors.
I know.
That's moving up the ladder pretty well, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I'm burning the candle both ends right now. But it's been fun. I have no complaints. See, I have a smile on my face at this
right,
hour
exactly.
in the morning. But
well,
no,
it's Christmas time. We have a lot of candles, so
yeah.
You
oh,
know,
thank you.
We can still burn them.
Okay. Well, no, I think I'm going to be one of those battery operated ones. Yeah. You know, I'm a safe flame here.
There you go. Well, you know that part of your involvement with Main Street, Main Street, Alamogordo Center of Commerce, and also Main Gate. Is the fact that we connect very well via Main Gate and the Center of Commerce with our military friends at Holloman Air Force Base, also at White Sands Missile Range.
Correct.
And that's an important part of your life as well.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we had a scavenger hunt for the spouses and the children at the ribbon cutting at Site Street Art, which was really great to see the kids out there. I didn't realize how many people were enthusiastic about a scavenger hunt.
Oh, yes.
But we had hit three ornaments in the stores on New York Street, gave them the pictures, and sent them off their way. And they had a great time looking for the items and running back to collect their prizes. So that was great to get people to come into the stores. And you're absolutely right, because by doing what we did in this area, hopefully, you know, the folks from Holloman will come out and enjoy and participate in the activities and see what we have to offer them. And it's a partnership. We depend on them and vice versa. You know, there's, what is it, they have like 21,000 people out there. We want them in our community, you know? And, you know, while they're here for their 2 to 4, whatever it is, we want to leave them with good memories of Alamogordo. And just to give you an idea, this coming weekend, we're having our cookie drive.
Yes, we are.
We talked about that. So,
talk about coming together. Wow.
Yes, exactly. So if you haven't cooked enough, we're going to ask you just maybe to consider making some cookies for us. So
are you asking me to make cookies?
Well, you have a kitchen, right?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how to work it, but I got one.
Okay. But I'm asking everybody, if you're, you know, have the time, we would love for the community participation. They're looking to collect 949, because it's the 49th, dozen cookies this year. Now, we blew it out last year with over 1,300 cookies, dozen cookies. So I think we can do this 949. I think this is an
easy. We're going to go way over that.
I believe so. But, you know, they're collecting the cookies on base, and we will be collecting as well here in the community. You can have, you can drop them off at the Center of Commerce. The Center of Commerce will be open on Sunday all day from 10 to 5, and then on Monday morning, you and I, we're going mobile.
Yes, we are.
We're going remote. We're going to be over there at the Center of Commerce, and we will be collecting starting at 7 a.m. till 11. Yeah. So if you can make some cookies, store-bought is just as good. I mean, I dig my, I was going to say my Oreos. but, you know, they're
asking. You still take them apart?
Yeah, and I was going to say, I always end up with the little dark ring around my mouth. So I have to eat that at home by myself.
Right.
It's not a good sight. But if you would, you know, whatever, if you bake or you buy, we don't mind. Just pack them in a Ziploc bag or something kind of cute. They're asking to at least put 3 per bag.
Right.
I kind of cheated. I put a few extras because, you know, who's counting?
I'll look for your bags then.
There you go. But if you can put them in little baggies, drop them off, they would truly, truly appreciate it. Yeah. So, you know, we're collecting 2 days, Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. So. And the collection on Monday is from 7 a.m. until
11
a.m. Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, Danielle, we've been there for the past few years broadcasting live for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you really see the true spirit of Alamogordo come out when it comes to supporting our airmen at Holloman Air Force Base with a cookie drive.
You do.
I mean, this community does a marvelous job.
Right, we do. We come together.
With all those cookies.
I know. I mean, when I saw that last year was my first year really participating in this, and when I heard and saw the final number and the count, I was shocked.
Yes.
I had no earthly idea that, you know, there were that many people out there, you know, baking.
Right.
And it wasn't just, I just bought store-bought cookies, but I was kind of a little bit shameful because I saw some of these cookies that these, I'm going to say ladies, but these individuals had decorated. I mean, they looked like, you know, custom-made, you know, baked cookies, you know, and I was just like, oh my goodness. It's like I hid my bag.
Yeah.
Under the table.
They put a lot of personality into the cookies.
Yes, they did a beautiful job. It was impressive. So I really had a great time, and, you know, it was just fun to be together and drinking, you know, some warm, you know, hot coffee and collecting those.
And I made it through the whole broadcast last
year.
Without eating any?
Okay. I'm impressed.
Scout's honor. I did have a cup of coffee.
I'm still looking at you but hard right now.
I know you are, right. I don't think Flop was able to do that.
I doubt it. No, but it was a good time. So please, again, Sunday, all day, like I said, till 5 o'clock, I should say. And then on Monday, 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock, we'll be out there.
And we're looking forward to that again.
Mm-hmm. At Center of Commerce, that's where you can drop them off.
Yeah. 949 dozen is what you said.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. 949.
Piece of cake or a bunch of cookies.
There you go. Whichever way you want to... However you want to spell it.
Danielle, you know, we're looking at working our way up towards Christmas and everything else. What else is coming up that's going to be exciting for our community?
Well, just on the first, like I said, we have the Christmas on Main Street. That's on the second there on downtown New York. So it's going to be in the evening. I really recommend everybody to, you know, especially have your children. They're going to have multiple different contests going on. There's a whole calendar of events.
Right.
For that day, because they have a pet costume contest going on. They're going to have Santa Claus out there. I think they're even doing an ugly sweater contest as well. So all of that information, if you want to see the specifics, you can look on the Main Gate Facebook page or look at the Alamogordo Main Street page, because they have that all listed out there. But the street's going to be shut down. They're going to have music. It's going to be a great festivity. I went last year and I had a great time. And they did have, last year we had rain. So, knock on wood, the weather looks nice. It's going to be cold, so just dress warm.
That's all right. Cold weather's good.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But that's coming up. And then we have, I was going to say, on Holloman on the 1st, they're going to have their Winter West.
Their Winter Fest.
Is going to be taking place.
4 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. And that's primarily for the airmen, but if you're interested to have a booth, I know they were still looking last week. They might have shut that down now. They may not have any more openings, but I know you're going to have Chief Martin coming in a little bit later. He will probably give you more details. And then the weekend after that, on the 9th, we have the Ace of Races coming up.
Yes.
That's the marathon, and they have multiple stages, so you can do the full marathon, the half marathon. There's a 5K, and then the children's run, too.
You're going to be in that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One.
Absolutely. I haven't run in a long time, but I just think, and you know, they have like almost 300 applicants that will be running. So,
and that's way over what they had planned.
Exactly. And this is the first year. So I think this is going to be great, because I have a funny feeling that this will continue this tradition.
Oh, I do too.
You know?
Yeah. I know Colonel Spears wants to continue. Chief Martin wants to continue. And I think it's the first of several.
Oh, I think exactly. It's, I would love to see a bike ride race out there. I think that would be fabulous.
Well, you know, years ago, there, and Randy Burroughs, one member of our rodeo club, and several other folks from Alamogordo were a part of it, but they'd have a 100-mile race from Alamogordo to White Sands Missile Range, about to there and back again. And that was a very popular event back years ago.
Oh, wow. That sounds far too.
Yeah, and that could be resurrected again.
I bet it could.
Yeah,
I'll have to talk to Randy about that.
Yeah, find out a little bit of information from him.
But yeah, no, that's coming up on December the 9th. So, and just as a side note, on the 9th, the base will be open for everybody, the public. So if you don't have base access, you don't have to worry about it on the 9th. So I really do encourage folks to come out, check out the base. Look at, you know, what's going on over there. If you haven't been, I mean, it's like a little city over there.
Yeah, and the race is going to give folks that are participating a chance to see Holloman Air Force Base.
Yes, they may the enormity. Not see right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. They're going to run the entire, somewhat at the perimeter of the base. So it's going to be great exposure for our community, as well as, you know, it's great for our community, and I'm just happy to see how many participants we have involved, and I really would love to see our folks from the city be out there in the base and, you know, really cheer on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, as I've never been a marathon runner, but, you know, they need people just to cheer them on and to encourage them to keep on going.
Right.
So it's going to be wonderful. So we have that coming up. And then, of course, then the Christmas tree lighting will be coming around the corner here. I mean, all of it's starting to happen.
It's that time of year for sure.
Have you done or started any of your Christmas shopping?
Danielle, do you want me to tell the truth or lie? That'll probably answer your question.
Yeah, I think I have the answer.
A two-letter word. No.
Well, let me tell you.
But
this.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, well, I'm glad
I've got my list checking it twice.
Okay. Right. Now you're determining who's been naughty and nice.
Yes, right. And let's see, what list are you on?
I'm probably on the naughty list.
It begins with an N. I'll tell you that. So
very good.
Take your choice.
I will take the nice list. But you know, if needing your holiday shopping, need ideas, this weekend Otero Art Space, they're going to have artisan fair going on. That's going to be on Friday and Saturday, and they have vendors. They've sold out, so it's free. You can just go right on in. So we're going to have some local vendors there, and that's going to be this coming weekend and the following weekend. And so we have that coming up as well. And then even on the downtown Main Street, they're going to have vendors out there as well. So on December the 2nd in the evening, you can go check that out and see if you can find any cool items, stocking stuffers, or you know, any holiday gifts that are special and unique for that individual that you have on your list.
Yeah. There's no reason to stay home and tuck yourself by the fireplace this time of year.
No.
Get out and enjoy all the fun things.
Exactly.
And you'll learn a lot more about Alamogordo.
Exactly. And just, you know, enjoy the spirit.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, that's something else I think we have an asset is that our folks that live in this community and work in this community are some of the nicest in the country.
You bet.
So, you know, and everybody wants to know, where are you from? Another question, maybe, why are you here, you know, and you'll find that you have the same shared interest.
Yeah.
And, you know, reasons for coming here and making this your home. So, and,
you know, we're talking about Alamogordo, but we've got the same thing going on, as you know, up in Cloudcroft for our listeners up there.
Yes.
Our listeners in Ruidoso on KDU Radio. There's so much going on in both of those mountain communities.
Right.
That you gotta get out and get the spirit.
Yes, you do. It's contagious.
It is. What else this morning, ma'am?
Oh, well, you know, then Main Gate, we will have our general meeting. It's going to be next week, and it will be on the first Tuesday, as I mentioned before, but the first Tuesday of the month, that's going to be on December the 5th. We're going to have our Main Gate meeting, our general meeting, and we're going to have somebody coming out from White Sands Missile Range as our guest speaker there. So
that'll be on the 13th.
On the 5th.
On our
general, on our general meeting is on the 5th.
On the 13th, we've got Scott Stearns coming in from Public Affairs at White Sands Missile Range.
Right, and that's on the a Wednesday.
Right.
So he must be coming in just for...
just for that Wednesday meeting.
Okay.
Scott Stearns with Public Affairs.
Gotcha. So on the 5th, I'll get the information. That's on our Tuesday, our general meeting.
Oh, for the general Main Gate. Okay, yeah, gotcha. Okay.
We're on the same page, right?
Yes, we are now.
Okay. Yeah. But yes, Scott Stearns has come in often, but we have somebody coming in on the 5th. Our general meetings are always the first Tuesday of the month. They last for an hour. They're over at the 19th hole. And it's a great opportunity because we'll have our mayor there. Susan Payne will kind of give us an update on the city.
Right.
I'll kind of give an update on what activities we have going on regarding, you know, Holloman. And we always have a guest speaker. So we bring somebody in from one of the bases and just to kind of give us an update. Like last month, we had someone speak about the air show that will be coming up next year in 24. So it just gives us an awareness of what's happening, sometimes what their needs may be, and it's just a wonderful opportunity again to meet our folks from Holloman and hear what's going on over there and what we can do to potentially help. So that's just what's coming around the corner there.
Right. And Danielle, we're about out of time this morning. Do you have a wrap-up for us?
Real quick, I wanted to bring to everybody's attention on the 7th, and we spoke about this, Main Gate and the Chamber, we've been kind of talking and working, putting together a committee looking at a charter school. We will be having a meeting that will be open to the public. We have some folks coming in from Albuquerque on the 7th, and they will be talking to folks and just giving an update because they've been awarded like $52 million in grant money to help get schools up and running, and that's going to be on December the 7th at the Flickinger, and it's going to be between 4 to 5 o'clock. So if there's an interest in learning more, understanding what's happening, what the intrigue is, I recommend that you come. Again, that's on Thursday, December the 7th.
And that's open to anyone who wants to attend.
Yes, exactly. 4 to 5.
Right, very good. All right, Danielle.
So think cookies.
Boy, it went by in a hurry, young lady.
It did.
Think cookies. Think 949 dozen cookies.
Just, you know, make them calorie free. But those guys and girls, women, I think they can use the calories. They burn them off really fast.
They work hard out there.
They do indeed.
With being a little bit cooler, they need a little more of those calories.
Yeah, to keep that insulation going.
All right, Danielle.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Danielle Rondelet with us this morning.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.